Bionic Show.
My name is Nico Kapanen.
MHB.
Yo, what's good? This is Fecko, the MC.
My name is Amkelwa Mbekeni on Rap Radio Africa.
This is Mode 9. You're listening to Rap Radio Africa.
Hey, yo, this is what we've been waiting for. Rap Radio Africa. My name is Terry the Rap Man. Boys are not smiling.
This is RJ Payne. You're now listening to the Bionic Show podcast.
Payne. Welcome to the Bionic Show. This week in hip-hop across the motherland. First of all, we want to apologize for not having brought you the show for a short while now. It was due to some logistics. We're trying to move shop and do a few things to make our sound better, to make our visuals better. And so we apologize and we thank you for having hung with us through this period. It's still season two and we're striving and moving on stronger and better. First off, we want to say thank you to Matt Larson. Matt Larson is our first donation on Patreon. Yay! So on Patreon, we got a donation, our first one, and we want to use this opportunity to say thank you first on this episode. So we'll jump right to it. Brand new music. We're excited about brand new music all the time. New song by Terry the Rap Man. It's a single off his forthcoming, highly anticipated, The Legend of Joe Spasm album, Anytime Now. It's around the corner. So this song is titled FTW. You can call it whatever you want. It's some sort of abbreviation. We love the joint. He features MI on this one. And a lot of people say it's a really dope joint. We're getting comments on our posts. We're getting emails asking a question like, why is it now that MI is doing songs with folks? Why is he reaching out, or why is he seeking and sorting to do songs with certain people that ordinarily he wouldn't have done something? But that's a story for another day. If you think you have some comments about that, or if you know anything that we don't know, leave a comment below. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. Check us out on IGTV. We're always here for you. It's at Rap Radio Africa across board. Another song brand new that's out is Ghanaian rapper Chromantang. I call him Chrome. He's a good friend of ours. This EP just dropped. It's about 2 weeks old. He has beautiful songs on it, such as Ashe. Ashe is a Yoruba word. And if you know what it means, leave us a comment and let us know. He has another song called Be Water. Beautiful song. The EP is fresh. Go check it out. Tune in on Rap Radio Africa and just press play when you get on the website and you'll be fed with the dopest and the smoothest, hip-hop's finest. Okay, that's for brand new. There are a lot of brand new songs out. We're going to be bringing you a good list of them next week. Stay tuned. Then yesterday, Saturday, September 19th, the first ever online hip-hop conference in Africa went down. Check out our post on Instagram, across social media. And we posted about it. You know, it was supposed to be a really big event, but because of the pandemic, we took it online. So it was on Zoom. We had a swell time. We had different speakers. We had James Calhoun, one of the founders of EODub. We had Victor, the B-boy, and he's repping Nigeria as well. We had speakers from Uganda, the UK, from US, from France, Germany. It was a full house. We shared the Zoom link. A few of you joined in. Again, it was the first online conference in Africa. It was supposed to be live, but the pandemic just, you know, shook things up, so we took it online. It was amazing. We had a swell time. We'll be posting it once the video is ready. We had some people talk to us about how we can better promulgate how hip-hop in Africa, how we can converge and work together for the best of everyone, especially the unsigned, the underground, the independents that are making the best music out right now. Going from that, of course, I was a part of it. I am Rap Radio Africa, we're a rep. So it moved to today. Earlier today was Grab the Mic rap competition that went down EOW end of the week. Again, Dr. Prince, the winner from last time, won. So shout out to Dr. Prince. He's going to be representing Nigeria at the World Competition. That's, I think it's somewhere in Netherlands. I'll confirm and we'll post about it. We'll move on to something we've been hearing. We've been hearing. This
listening to Rap Radio Africa.
Hey yo, this is what we've been waiting for. Rap Radio Africa. My name is Terry the Rap Man. Boys are not smiling.
This is RJ Payne. You're now listening to the Bionic Show podcast.
So yeah, something else buzzing, Def Jam Africa. They're around, they've been around for a while. They've been copying some acts like Nigeria's Vector, South Africa's Nasty C, a few other guys across Africa. We'll bring you a comprehensive list and we're going to post it on our social media. It's something that we felt we must talk about. Lastly, what we got for you, Lyricist Lounge. You know, we like to keep it short so you can listen to it, to the show, listen to the podcast straight. You don't have to listen halfway to say, oh, I'll get back to it, and you finally don't. So we like to keep it short and simple. So lastly, our Lyricist Lounge, we are the official chapter of the 28-year Lyricist Lounge iconic brand that started in the US. We got into this in December. We signed the MOU. So we started the first Lyricist Lounge monthly meet. In December, we had Paper Corleone come through. In January, we had the amazing female rapper from Nigeria, Flo. February, we had Uzi Kwendu. Uzi Kwendu is one third of the world famous academy with his cousins Netesi and Ikechukwu. So Uzi Kwendu was our guest in February. Then in March, we had Da Boomsha. Da Boomsha is one of our favorite MCs. He's the most amazing artist. He's a gospel rapper. Came through in the March edition of the Lyricist Lounge and he killed it. It was super, super amazing. The pandemic hits, so we had to take a break. We didn't want to do online because people were still trying to get used to that, all the, you know, because things have begun to lift off and be better. We're having the next one. So definitely in October, Lyricist Lounge returns with a guest artist that I will not be talking about now. I'll let you know who it is and when it's almost time. So that was the last news for today. Thank you for tuning in. Lastly, we lost two underground rappers in South Africa back to back. We lost Smurf. Check our Instagram, you see some of his freestyles that we posted. Smurf passed away due to health complications in earlier in September, 2 weeks ago. Then just last week, Phonetic passed away as well. We still don't know what happened. We've been trying to find out. So when we do, we posted about it, but we'll also let you know so we can take precautions. You know, a lot of health complications be going down and we have to really take care of ourselves. We need to eat healthy because what you eat is your medicine. A lot of people don't get that, you know, all the processed food, all the oil. Guys, take care of yourself, okay? And take care of each other too. Peace and love. We are at Rap Radio Africa. Connect with us, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We have an active Telegram page, so if you're interested, download the app, just say hey, and we'll talk to you and throw you in the group. It's a group of people from across the world, but mostly Africa, trying to bring some love and unification and soundness to our hip-hop, and also letting people know that it's not as they think. A lot of people think it's hooligan music, they think it's crappy, they think it's rubbish. So this is part of the unification process we're trying to do. We have people from the US, from Uganda, from Mauritius, Agadaya from Algeria, we have Cromantin from Ghana, we have Lebo from South Africa, he's a three-man group. We have a professor of, she's not in the group anymore. Professor of African Studies from Howard University on the group as well. It's just a gang of people and we're just trying to make sure we steer our hip-hop, our culture in the right direction. So until next time, it's the Bionic Show Live. Peace and love.